Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live. If you have questions or if there's something you'd like to discuss, we want to hear from you today. Let's talk about it right now at 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Well, Bob and Richard, today we joined with what I believe would be many millions of people across America to commemorate the life and legacy of one of the greatest unifiers in American history, that, of course, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Yes, we do. And, boy, he is such a figure, such a wonderful figure. And, you know, I love that our country actually honors him on this particular day, and that we can revisit much of what he said. And I think much of what he said back in the 60s is certainly relevant for us today. I was looking through a lot of his writings and some of his speeches, and came across this quote, and it's at the end of a message that he gave entitled Paul's Letter to American Christians. Mm-hmm. So he wrote this particular message and delivered it as if he was Paul himself, giving God's word to the people, the Christians here in America. And he gave this particular speech on numerous occasions, and most of the time he really ended the speech on the love of God, really talking through 1 Corinthians 13 and all the things that we do and we think they're so wonderful and so special, and yet that chapter says without love they're absolutely nothing.
Right.
And so Dr. King really focused on that, but in a couple of occasions he changed that a little bit, changed the ending up a little bit, and really focused on the grace of God. And in this particular one, he ends it with this quote, in the midst of man's tragic sin. And that's the world that we live in today.
Indeed it is.
Man's tragic sin. It's on the headlines of every newspaper. It's the lead in every news story. Man's tragic sin. But in the midst of man's tragic sin stands God's amazing grace. Now, that's a powerful statement. I mean, that really is a powerful statement. And we see that in the Word of God. We see the Apostle Paul, his task was to go around the world testifying to the gospel of God's grace, because regardless of the nature of man's tragic sin, whatever issue, whatever problem man's tragic sin is bringing to the surface, God's grace is the answer. There is no other answer apart from the grace of God. So as Paul went around into the Gentile world, he was the apostle to the Gentiles. What did he preach? The grace of God. We see that in Ephesians chapter 3. He says, I became, this is Paul, a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ Jesus. Now, Paul was a Jew. He was the Pharisee of Pharisees. He was zealous, all of those sort of things. And because of that, he had an inherent hatred toward the Gentile world. There was no love between the two. Mm-hmm. And there were even laws, Jewish laws, that prohibited Jews from interacting with Gentiles. Certainly couldn't enter into one of their homes. It was a wall that stood between them, a wall of hostility. And yet Paul, this once zealous Jew, was given the task of taking the grace of God to the Gentile world. And what was happening when he did? Well, that wall of hostility came tumbling down, and God took people from both Jew and Gentile and made them into one new man. He brought about the body of Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, made up of both Jew and Gentile. So what is the answer? What is the solution to the problems in this world today as far as relationships with people? I mean, we make divisions based on skin color. We make divisions based on socioeconomic status. We make divisions based on just about anything and everything that we can think of. And if you're on this side of the line, you think you're superior to those that are on this side of the line. It's just the way it is. Yes. There's the haves and the have-nots. Well, those become walls of hostility between different people groups. There is only one thing powerful enough to crumble that wall into smithereens and to bring people who once hated one another into a love relationship with each other, and that is the grace of God.
Yes.
So as ministers of the gospel, as people of faith, as people who have been tasked with the ministry of reconciliation, with the ministry of this new covenant, with the ministry of grace, we deliver a message of grace that is so powerful it can overcome the forces of this world that are causing division and actually bring once divided people in harmony one with another.
Yeah.
So kudos to Martin Luther King Jr., his life, his legacy. He was needed in his time. His voice is needed continuously today. And praise be to God that he can make such a powerful, concise statement about solutions. In the midst of man's tragic sin stands God's amazing grace.
Indeed, and it is basic gospel, everybody, and I know that a message that Dr. King heartily approved was the incomparable story of hope, truth, and lasting change that can only be found in Jesus Christ. And this story is told wonderfully by Bob Christopher and Richard Piper in a 14-CD series called It's All Yours, and we are making it available this month to all Basic Gospel donors. Richard, tell our donors what they'll hear, what they can take away from this particular series.
I think what they're going to take away is Jesus. The author of Hebrews in chapter 12 admonishes his readers to fix their eyes on Jesus. And what he does throughout the whole of this letter is model that.
Mm-hmm.
How did Jesus apply in this situation, in this situation, in this situation? And in everything he describes, Jesus comes out as clearly superior.
Yes.
He is the one who is able to save us completely. He is the one who fulfilled the old covenant. He is the one who ushered in the new covenant. He is the one on whom our hopes are set. Everything centers on Jesus, and that's why this letter is so powerful.
Yeah.
Every page, every chapter is about Jesus, and if you read it and study it on that basis, the world opens up. The blues are bluer. The greens are greener.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
The book of Hebrews, of course. And it's all yours, of course. That's the name of the CD series. We want you to have a copy of it. Request yours when you click donate at basicgospel.net. In Canada, of course, donate through basicgospel.net/Canada. You can also donate through the Basic Gospel app and through PayPal. We'd love for you to partner with us in this message of God's love and grace in Jesus Christ. Well, we have plenty of open lines. If it's now about 9 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing the broadcast live, and we want you to be a part of it. If you have a question, something you'd like to add to the conversation, call right now, 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, over the weekend, we had this call from a mom who is worried about a son. Let's listen to that call right now.
Yes, sir. I was calling to find out information. My son follows Christ, but he said that he believes in like a Marxism view of the world and the economic system is more important. And I was just curious as to that opinion. He's very young and he's learning different things from different people. And I was just wondering about the influence on the teenagers today about that. And that's all. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, it's an excellent question, and certainly in the younger crowd, there is this resurgence of socialistic thinking, and which eventually will lead to communistic thinking, and Karl Marx was certainly kind of the vanguard of that, was the one writing all the information back in the 1800s. He and Engels penned the Communist Manifesto, and basically they said kind of our goal and what we want to see accomplished is the abolition of private property. So they wanted to take private property away from individuals and put that in the hands of the state. So they believed that the state was more important than individual people. I don't think the gospel aligns with that. Why? Because God so loved you and me. God saves us individually and gives us a new identity individually and then joins us together. And he puts a love in our hearts that transcends all law. And it's this love in our hearts that enables us to reach out to others to serve and to need and to help. Now, that's something that's spirit sourced. That's something that the Spirit of God does inside of us. We can't legislate that. And in many respects, that's what Karl Marx wanted to be done, to legislate those things and to take those classes that were oppressed and make them equal with those classes that oppressed them. And it's just not going to work from a legislative standpoint. It's not going to work from a form of government. That, you know, for people to love one another, that has to come from God. That's why this gospel message is so vitally important. But as far as a mom and as you're concerned, continue to pray for your son and have conversations with him.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to say, well, tell me, how did you come to this understanding? What are some of the things that led you to this? And bring the Word of God into those conversations. And if he's really open, then and if he's truly in Christ and Christ is truly in him, then we can trust Christ to do his work inside of him. And I think that's vitally important for us to understand. So don't panic. Don't live your life in fear that something wild and radical may happen. If he's truly in Christ, allow him some time to think through some of these big issues. Be there to have conversations with him. Maybe provide some resources to him that can help him really dig deep and to see why Marxism hasn't ever worked. it's always been a failed system since the very, very get-go. And any recycling of it is just going to be another failed attempt at what people think is going to be a good idea. It's never been a good idea.
No.
History has proved that. It will never be a good idea. And whenever it's tried the future is going to tell us it's not a good idea. So,
yes. So
don't be afraid. Have a conversation with your son. Really figure out if he's truly in Christ. I think that's where you need to start. Figure out if he's truly in Christ. If this gospel of grace has really had an impact in bringing him to life in Jesus Christ. Start there. And then just let the Lord lead in this conversation. Richard?
Yeah, it would be really helpful as well for mom to get a hold of, like, the Communist Manifesto. It's online. It's easy to find. You can read it for yourself. And what you'll discover is that like many commentators of the social situation in his day or their day, both Marx and Engels, just nailed the problem statement. They looked around and there was oppression everywhere. There was, you know, if it just wasn't working and they were looking for a new system. Everybody who has ever lived in our world, in the history of the world, and has a brain, looks around and sees that things aren't working the way they should. Mm-hmm. But what we try to do instead of bringing Jesus into the picture, we try to solve it ourselves, and we create these systems that are just as bad as the systems they replace. And so don't be afraid of the problem statement. Don't be afraid of the conversation. But Jesus is the answer. Marx isn't the answer. Abraham Lincoln isn't the answer. You know, nobody is the answer. Jesus is the answer.
Well, you know, our founders, our mm-hmm. our fathers who put the Constitution together, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, they wanted to do something that put the great American experiment on the backs of the citizens of this great country.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is this. You know, our freedom was won through the Revolutionary War. Then our freedom was organized in such a way through these great documents that we have, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. But the execution of it was going to rest on the shoulders of citizens who acted with integrity.
Yes.
Who had a faith in truth, had faith that in the love of God, and allowed this faith and truth and the love of God to spell itself out in virtue one to another.
Yeah.
So apart from virtue, apart from faith, this great American experiment isn't going to work. Why? Because sin is going to be the controlling factor. That's just the way it is. So for this great American experiment to work, and it was, I think, put in a document that probably exceeds any document
yes.
that's ever been penned by man, it still relies on the virtue of its citizens.
Right.
And that's why this gospel of grace is so vitally important
in this
country and in every other country. Because apart from people fully alive in Christ, who fully know and have experienced the love of Christ, any law that tries to move us in a direction is just going to be an empty law. And the only thing that can happen is an enforcement, is a punishment of violation of those laws.
Yeah.
So we have to get back to this great gospel of grace. And we have to realize that it's the gospel of grace that is going to bring about change individually and will bring about change corporately. We saw that in our study last Friday as we introduced the book of Ephesians. When Paul took the message of grace to Ephesus, that became a disruptive force in everything that Ephesus stood for.
Yes.
It disrupted the economy. It disrupted the religious life. Why? Because it brought something new, something more wonderful than any of them had ever dreamed possible. And they started letting go of their worldly connections. And man, that city of Ephesus, as it said, went into an uproar.
Yeah.
And so we have to realize that this gospel of grace is the most powerful force this world has ever seen.
And we appreciate this mom reaching out to us, and you have provoked a wonderful conversation and discussion on this particular issue, and thanks for that. If you have a question, you can get to us 24 hours a day at 844-322-2742 or at bob@basicgospel.net. Well, guys, we had this question through YouTube from an anonymous writer. How do I discern between the Holy Spirit and my own conscience or my own thoughts?
Well, that's a really, really good question. Our conscience is something that can be programmed.
Yes.
You know, people feel guilty because they eat meat on Friday instead of fish. Well, why is that so? Well, their conscience was programmed in a certain way, that to honor that day, to honor, you know, Good Friday or whatever it might be, you need to eat fish. And if you eat anything else, you're in trouble. So your conscience can be programmed. The Holy Spirit can't. And the Holy Spirit is always going to bring to your mind, to your conscience, the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, here's the good news. The Holy Spirit has cleansed our conscience, hasn't he? That's what he does. We see that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, that he's cleansed our consciences from dead works so that we could serve the living God. So our conscience would say, hey, we need to do this, this, or this in order to please God, in order to make atonement with God, in order to be right with God. And so we would follow our conscience on those things. But all of those were dead, empty works. Mm-hmm. Now the Holy Spirit cleanses our conscience, lets us know that that's not where it's at. If you want to be right with God, you have to rest in the finished work of Jesus. You have to rest on the accomplishment that he did on your behalf through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So that's where you start first, that you have a clean conscience because of the work of Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit living in you. He's the gift that you receive when you receive this good news of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide you into truth, and he's going to take the things of the Lord Jesus, and he's going to make them known unto you. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And he's going to teach you the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God so that you not only know it intellectually, but you experience it through the heart. So that's the work of the Holy Spirit. So anything that's going on inside of you that doesn't line up with those three things, being guided into all truth, understanding and growing in your knowledge of Christ Jesus, growing in the grace of God, and learning to know and experience the love of God, you'd have to say, hey, I need to really take a close look at that, because that's what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing inside of you. Richard, any thoughts?
Well, I mean, the way you describe it, our consciences can be programmed. Well, what the Holy Spirit does is reprogram them. The problem is we live in a world that is constantly trying to put bad programming into our conscience. So I wouldn't trust my conscience. I would trust the Holy Spirit. And as the relationship grows, then my conscience begins to be more in conformance with the Holy Spirit. But I would still trust the Holy Spirit over my own conscience.
Yeah. Well, friends, if you're struggling with your version of the Christian life, it's probably due to some of the same struggles Bob Christopher wrote about in his book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. If it's not working for you, order your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace today and find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work. You'll see the order link at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net. Again, that's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You can get it at basicgospel.net. Or you can order it from Amazon.com as well. So lots of good ways to access Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Want to remind you also that we are streaming live video every day from both YouTube and Facebook. And we want you to be a part of the growing number of people who tune in that way every day, Facebook and YouTube. Also, friends, just a quick reminder that as you make your January gift to support Basic Gospel, we have something special for you. It's the CD series that Richard talked about just a little while ago. It's called It's All Yours, and it truly, truly is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our gift back to you for supporting this message of love, grace, and life in Jesus Christ. To make your gift, simply click donate at basicgospel.net. You can also use the Basic Gospel app or PayPal. And in Canada, you can donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. We would love for you to partner with us in this message of God's unconditional love and grace that we call Basic Gospel every day. Once again, donate at basicgospel.net or through the Basic Gospel app, through PayPal, or in Canada, donate at basicgospel.net/Canada. Keep in mind, too, friends, that our listener line is always open, as I said just a while ago, for any question that you might have. That number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Or you can mail your question to bob@basicgospel.net. Any way is a great way to get that question to us, and we'll be delighted to address it on a future edition of Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all this great ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.